Mato Mago on your Tuesday morning on Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast's Weekend Sports Wrap with Dobbo.
What a weekend it was, Dobbo. How are you, mate? Dobbo, how are you going, mate?
I'm going well. Can you hear me? Good morning,
yes,
guys.
Yes, we can, mate. A weekend of upsets.
Well, it was a lot of upsets. I think the biggest surprise started with the Broncos against the Cronulla Sharks. Obviously, no one saw that coming. And then the Bulldogs obviously doing a job on the Roosters, and it went on and on and on and on. But the Titans, they still weren't able to do anything. I mean, at some point, the blowtorch is going to be put on Justin Holbrook and there, because, I mean, they won a game in the last minute against the West Tigers. But other than that, they've been very, very ordinary. So we move on. We are only two more sleeps away from football, and the Broncos take on the Rabbitohs in Sydney on Thursday night. They're going to be without two of their big superstars. Payne Huss and Kurt Capewell will not play this
Capewell's
week.
Capewell's out too.
Jesus.
A problem.
Yeah, what does it look like, though, Dobbo? We've obviously got South Thursday night, Adam Reynolds, former club. Wayne Bennett's also former club. What does that look like, Cody Walker v. Reynolds?
Yeah, I think it's obviously everybody looking forward to it. And Brisbane have shown that if they get their defence right, that they can match it with a lot of these teams. South Sydney aren't going as well as they would have hoped for. They're the raging favourites with the bookmakers. And with Kurt Capewell seeing a neck specialist yesterday and Payne Huss being rested because of his shoulder, they lose two of their real big strike weapons in their forward pack.
Now, they do all the work, Dobbo.
Yeah. Well, Pat Carrigan's coming back in. So Carrigan, who's been out, he will replace Payne Huss in the front row. And obviously, then they'll have to work on. The worrying thing is that the Huss injury, it's a week-by-week thing. Remembering Magic Round next week, they take on Manly on the Friday night. But what they've got to look to now is, do they give Payne Huss a couple of weeks off for the longevity of the season?
Yeah.
The shoulder is a week-to-week. And Capewell saw a specialist yesterday on his neck, and that's some concern. People I was speaking to last night said, well, look, he was sitting on the stationary bike, still passing the football around, but they're not prepared to risk it at the moment. They'll have a better idea on exactly after what the specialist said around the neck today, but he won't be playing this week.
That's the injury side of things. Now, players, if they're available for next year, they're allowed to start talking to clubs. Herbie Farnworth talking to Redcliffe. Yep. What does that do for the rest of the team going, oh, hold on, we're in the middle of a season, why are you doing this? Do you reckon it knocks them around a bit?
I think with some teams it does. I don't think that's the case with Herbie Farnworth, though. It's pretty detailed. Herbie Farnworth's been at the Broncos since he was 15 years of age. He loves the club. He's been very transparent with what he would like to do. Brisbane have made an offer, and they've said that they'd like to retain his services. Herbie, and rightly so, he wants to explore all options. Now, there's a couple of clubs in Sydney. I know Parramatta are one of them. But the two big clubs are either Brisbane or the Dolphins. He's going to have a meeting with the Dolphins this week. Everybody I talk to says that things are progressing along nicely at the Broncos, but still no decisions made. I'm hearing a decision will be made by Magic Round.
Well, it's got to come down to money, Dobbo, then, doesn't it? Because if he's happy at the Broncos and he said to the Broncos, I want to stay here, and the Broncos have said, well, we want you to stay, here's our contract, it's got to come down to money. Otherwise, he'd just sign the deal and stay.
Well, I don't think it is money. I think it's where you can see a future and where you're going to improve your football as well. I think, and that's genuine. I think they're looking at a plan, at looking at whether or not a team has the potential to make grand finals, a long-term vision, and they are also factors.
There's this team he goes to, will they have a passing coach so someone can teach him how to pass? But that's just me. Listen, can we have a minute silence for Ash Taylor, the end of his career?
Legend, Ash Taylor, Toowoomba born and bred. Well, Dirham Band, he likes to call himself, but he's really from Toowoomba.
What happened?
You know what happened, Margo? He's got sore hips now, but you know what happened? He got paid too much money too early, and it spoiled him.
They're your words, Marto, not mine.
Yes, thank you.
They're not mine. Good work. He's a good man, Ash Taylor, so I'm happy for him.
And you know who's going down the same track? David Fifita, getting too much money without any performance to match up with it.
Yeah, but he hasn't got any injuries, Marto, yet. So,
how do you feel now, Marto?
Oh, that's right. He's got plenty of dough.
Would have heard people's tips on the weekends, Dobbo. A lot of upsets, like you said. Melbourne, absolutely just out in front. Incredible work from the Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, they were very good. They were very good. Melbourne were good. I mean, the front runners now, I mean, Penrith and Melbourne, I don't want to say it's a two-horse race, but it's seriously, there's two teams.
It's a two-horse race.
It is. Yeah, it really is. Good on you, Dobbo. Thanks for your time, mate.
We'll hear you, the Savo, on Rush Hour from 4. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, legend. Bet Australia, bet with Bluey. Download the app from the app stores. You're on Triple M.